ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The Trump administration under fire from Democrats and some Republicans over what they say are efforts to clamp down on free speech. This after FCC Chairman Brendan Carr applied pressure on ABC stations to pull late-night talk show host Jimmy Kimmel or possibly lose their broadcasting licenses. Republican Senator Ted Cruz criticized the FCC chairman.
If the government gets in the business of saying what you, the media, have said, we're going to ban you from the airwaves if you don't say what we like, that will end up bad for conservatives.
The interim U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Virginia resigned Friday before President Trump could fire him for not finding evidence to criminally charge one of Trump's rivals, New York Attorney General Letitia James. The CDC's vaccine advisory panel Friday voted to end its recommendation for the COVID-19 vaccine. Three Russian fighter jets accused of violating Estonia's airspace. This is ABC News. Federal prosecutors have rested their case against Ryan Ruth, a man charged with trying to assassinate President Trump on his golf course last year. Ruth, who is representing himself, plans to call three witnesses in his defense, including a firearms expert. There's been an arrest for a series of Las Vegas casino cyber attacks.
Between August and October of 2023, multiple Las Vegas casinos were hit by cyber network intrusions. The cyber attacks crippled the casinos. Doors wouldn't lock. Hotel check-in systems went down. Slot machines went offline. It was linked back to a group that goes by multiple names, including Scattered Spider. Now Las Vegas police say a juvenile has surrendered himself and has been booked for allegedly being part of that cyber attack. The charges include extortion. The Clark County DA wants a boy tried as an adult. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Nearly 150 soldiers have finished military training with the Mexican Army. Haiti's trying to revive its military forces. Dave Packer, ABC News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. A chance of showers and thunderstorms today, a high around 72. Showers and storms possible tonight, 61. Partly sunny and mid-70s on Sunday. Again, some scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon. For Monday, scattered storms in 73.
It's 64 at our studios.
Oh, say, all right, love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you. You always keep me guessing. I never seem to know what you are thinking. And if a fella looks at you, it's for sure you're stand, and then you smile and hold my hand. Love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you.
You don't need them to appreciate the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
Kiss was never ending. But wouldn't just wouldn't be fair. Precious and few are the moments we two can share. Baby, it's you on my mind. Your love is so rare. Being with you is a feeling I just can't compare.
If you listen to us at work, the time will go faster. Local News, Timeless Hits, 97.9 WGBW.
Do you think you're stronger than local police and first responders? It's Amanda with another new WSCO 411 for you. And I bet I got your attention because the 10th annual Unity Walk Fall Fest is on Saturday, September 20th from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. This event celebrates unity, fun, and the fall spirit. You can enjoy live music by local artists, games for all ages, a raffle, and a friendly tug-of-war game with police and first responders. It's a perfect day out for the whole family, so check it out by going to WGBW.fm and clicking events.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Scarf, it was apricot. You ready to go for the green and gold on 97.9 WGBW. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota right here in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us and go for the green and gold on 97.9 WGBW.
Yeah. past the train of freedom. It's about to arrive any minute now. You know it's been a long, long overdue. Look out, cause it's coming right on.
loves me, yes, yes, she does. All the girls out of sight, yeah. Says she loves me, yes, yes, she does. Gonna show her tonight, yeah. She got the way to move me, cherry.
She got the way to move me. She got the way to move me,
cherry, baby.
She got the way to move me.
All right.
Woo-ha!
Tell your mama, girl, I can't stay long. We got things we gotta catch up on.
WG Green, Bead Bay, W, Wisconsin. Our name is our home, and this is your home for local news and timeless hits. 97.9 FM, WGBW.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Love only me. You much more than words could ever say. And oh my dear, I'll be right here until my dying day. I don't know just how to say all the things I feel. I just know that I love you so, and it gives me such a thrill. Cause I found what this world is searching for. Yeah, right here, my dear, I don't have to look no more. And all my days, I hope and I pray for someone just like you. Make me feel the way you do. I'm never, never gonna give you up. I'm never, ever gonna stop. Stop the way I feel about you. Girl, I just can't live without you. I'm never, ever gonna quit, cause quitting just ain't my stick. Gonna stay right here with you. Do all the things you want me to. Oh, I'm never gonna give you up. I'm never, ever gonna stop. All the things I feel about you. Girl, I just can't live without you. I'm never, ever gonna...
The short and the nights are long. Where they walk, and I'm a they twist, and I'll twist. They shimmy, and I'll shimmy. They fly, and I'll fly. Well, they're out there having fun in that warm California sun. Well, I'm going out of west, out on the coast, where the California girls are really the most. In old Frisco, a pretty little chick wherever you go.
Let the sun catch you crying. The night's the time for all your tears. Your heart may be broken tonight, but tomorrow in the morning light, don't let the sun catch you crying. The nighttime shadows disappear, and with them go all your tears. All the morning will bring joy. So
Don't let the sun catch you crying. We know that crying's not a bad thing, but stop your crying. Be hard to discover that you've been left for another, but don't forget that love's a game and it can always come again. Oh, don't let the sun catch you crying. Don't let the sun catch you crying. Oh no, oh oh oh.
Mike Dubusky. After an advisory panel for the Centers for Disease Control changed its recommendations around the COVID vaccines to no longer require the shot, the agency is facing new pushback. Sean O'Leary is a member of the American Academy of Pediatrics Committee on Infectious Diseases.
These committee members demonstrated a profound lack of knowledge about vaccines, about the immune system, about the real-world impact of this, the decisions that they're making.
National Guard troops are set to deploy to Memphis. surface. But as for when or how many troops, Governor Bill Lee says
that'll all be worked out in the next couple weeks.
It's all part of the Trump administration's efforts to use federal troops to crack down on what they see as rampant crime and illegal immigration. Estonia's foreign minister Margus Tsahkna is calling for new sanctions against Russia after military jets violated its airspace Friday, not long after Russian drones entered Polish airspace. This is ABC News. Major tech companies, including Amazon and Microsoft, are reportedly advising